Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026 edition. Again, yesterday, I had the engineer re-air last Monday's show from June the 15th. As we were in court in Sheboygan County, I have a statement that's been prepared by my attorney for me to read on the radio and want to let everybody know what's going on. The lawsuits involving Thomas Moran, Moran Ironworks, Randy Bishop's show, Your Defending Fathers, and himself personally, and his wife's radio station, Michigan Broadcasters LLC. All the cases have been dropped and have been amicably resolved to the satisfaction of all the parties. Amicably. I can't even say that word right now. Kind of emotional after what all we went through. The details of the resolution of the cases are confidential. We are looking forward to moving forward from this matter. So basically, the cases have been dropped and it's over. We're moving on. Kind of an interesting situation because in the first segment, and you heard it again on the Michigan Talk News Network, President Trump came out and publicly endorsed John James, congressman, for governor here in the state of Michigan in the August 4th upcoming primary election. This is after even back on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives in early 2025, just last year, before he announced he was running for governor. John James spoke very, very negatively against President Trump. Said he was not fit to lead. Well, why it happened, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure the backroom deals that were cut. But I, for one, and many of you, because I asked you guys to text me, does this Trump endorsement affect the way you're going to vote on August 4th? Or governor, are you more inclined to now vote for John James? If you are, text me a Y for yes. If this Trump endorsement doesn't affect you in any way, shape, or form, and you still plan to vote for either Perry Johnson, the businessman, or former Attorney General Mike Cox, who are now the only two opponents of John James, the fourth opponent, Eric Nesbitt, Senate Minority Leader, well, he dropped out, suspended his campaign after the Trump endorsement of James and has suspended it, and now it's just the three candidates remaining. If that's the case, you're not going to vote for James because of this Trump endorsement, text me an N for no. If Trump's endorsement now has changed your mind, influenced you that you are going to vote for James for governor, text me a Y. And so far, out of the 27 unread messages, every single one of them is an N for no. Not going to be influenced by President Trump's endorsement. Donna and Jerry up in Hessel said very simply, no and no. So there's two no votes right there. No, no. I got it. Lloyd and Karen, Roxanne Duve. I've got some. William Hamilton down Lapeer County. Can't say what the pig farmer John Palmer over in Onaway had to say about his comment. He didn't answer just N for no. He used some trucker language. We're not going to go there. But Palmer's totally against Trump's endorsement. And I'll clean it up. He said, what a dummy. Yeah, he said something else. But anyway, you know, and here's why I think this is interesting. The timing of it. Today, Tuesday, June 23rd, the absentee ballots start going out from the local municipal clerks. County clerks had their meetings with their ballot committee, reviewing the ballots, making sure the names were all spelled correctly. That was done, I believe Vicki said they did it in Antrim County, her office, 2 weeks ago. They then went to the printers. The printers then drop shipped the ballots to each municipality. This is how it works. It no longer comes to the clerk, and then they have to break them out and send them out to the various municipalities. They get drop shipped by, I believe she said, Election Source is the vendor, and they drop ship them directly to the township, city, and village clerks. They've been proofed by the county. Vicki's ballot committee was one of the judges from the court and also the treasurer for the county. Along with Vicki, the county clerk, the three of them sat together, went through all of the ballots. Now, you have to understand, each township, city, and village within your county who actually implements the elections, that's where the voting takes place, that's where the tabulators are located, that's where you then at the end of the night, the poll election inspectors, the workers, print out the tabulator tapes, secure the ballots, and take the flash drives of the information on a stick over to the county building. County clerks, folks, just act as a funnel. They're open. They're there. Every township, city, and village comes throughout the night after the polls close at 8 o'clock. It's a late night for Vicki and her deputy clerk, and they usually get it in, done, and post the results on the Antrim County website before midnight, and they come home. That information gets uploaded from all 83 county clerks in the state of Michigan, upload that information to the Secretary of State's computer, where then they are, again, a larger funnel, collect all the information from 83 counties and start posting the results. They then are in communication with the AP Wire, Reuters, all the other news agencies, then start getting the information as the results of the election starts coming in. Historically, all except one county in the state of Michigan is done before midnight. And what county is that? Wayne County. Located in the city of Detroit at the Cobo Hall, formerly known as Cobo Hall, Huntington Place, now the TCF Center. TCF and now Huntington, I misspoke backwards. Huntington Place houses the counting boards for Wayne County. City of Detroit, Plymouth, Canton, all the surrounding communities within Wayne County, but especially the city of Detroit. Well, those ballots that they're counting late night down there at Huntington Place, well, guess what? Those are all coming in from the local municipalities because of the drop boxes. Drop boxes are to be picked up right at 8 o'clock. That's the law. However, whether they do that or not, God only knows, and ends up getting turned into the counting board there at Huntington Place. TCF Center back in 2020, formerly again Cobo Hall. Well, here's the point. Those ballots start going out today. Isn't it interesting that this endorsement came out the afternoon before the absentee ballots start going out? 45 days of early voting. The clock is ticking. The clerks are dropping them in the mailbox today. You should be getting them if you're on the absentee ballot list. You should be getting them maybe tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday, depending on mail service from your local post office. Now, here's the point. With everything that Donald Trump's got going on in the world stage, dealing with the war in Iran, which he's delegated to his vice president, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio completely left alone, not part of the handling of the ceasefire and perhaps the negotiations of the memorandum of understanding leading to the 60-day ceasefire, leading to an eventual total peace deal, which I don't trust the Iranian regime in any way, shape, or form. They have proven time and time and time again over decades, if not maybe even hundreds of years, that they cannot be trusted. This final deal is not going to be worth the paper it's written on. Also, in Lebanon, near Israel, Bibi Netanyahu is still attacking Hezbollah, which is a state sponsor of terrorism, totally funded by Iran. Well, now Iran is claiming because Israel is still bombing Hezbollah in Lebanon that they're not going to honor the ceasefire. What does that have to do with the war between Iran and the United States military? The military strikes that have been happening for over 4 months now. Absolutely nothing. But evidently, they claim because they are one of their militias, one of their state-sponsored terrorism organization, terrorist organization, I should say, that that's automatically, in their eyes, part of the deal. It's not. But they're making it that way. And Vice President J.D. Vance is caught in the middle. Well, President Trump kind of tongue-in-cheek said, if this works out, I'm going to take the credit. If it doesn't work out, I'm going to blame J.D. Vance. And everybody laughed. I don't think it was a joke. I think it's exactly what Donald Trump plans to do. How is that going to affect J.D.'s potential advancement to being the nominee in 2028? Or will it be Marco Rubio? We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Throughout the show today, I'm going to be conducting an unscientific poll regarding President Trump's endorsement yesterday afternoon of John James to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. You've heard it on the top of the hour, bottom of the hour news on Michigan Talk Network. It's all over social media. People are talking about it. Text me a why. If Trump's endorsement has changed your vote to now, yes, you will be voting for John James. If the Trump endorsement hasn't affected you and you are not going to vote for John James in any way, shape, or form, regardless of Trump's endorsement, text me an N for no. I'm not going to be voting. It has not affected my opinion, and no, I'm not going to vote for him just because Trump endorsed him. The race now is down to a three-man race. John James, Mike Cox, the former attorney general, and the businessman Perry Johnson. That's it. Even though other names will appear on your ballot, which are starting to be mailed out today from your local township, municipal, city, village clerks, only three names are actually running. I'm not sure. I know for sure Eric Nesbitt's name will be on the ballot. I'm not sure whether Tom Leonard and others are on the proof. But the bottom line, only those three names are still running their campaigns and are still in the election primary battle. So, very simple. You've got my phone number, 231-360-5140. We're going to do this throughout the show today. I'll give the numbers for the unread text messages. Just text me N for no. Not going to influence me by Trump's endorsement of John James, or yes, it has. Y for yes, it has. N for no. Don't give me any commentary. Don't say any other words, because my unread screen can show me your vote without me opening it. Goes into my unread folder on my phone, and that way I end up with a total number of unread messages at the end of today's show. This show also repeats and will repeat tomorrow morning. So on the radio station and the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the two websites, the two phone apps, You should be hearing this roughly at about 6:54 a.m. tomorrow morning. Go ahead and vote. I'm going to close it down at 9 o'clock before I come back live on this microphone, and I'll give you guys the final results tomorrow. But looking at my text messages right now, let's see, where are we at? Oh, we're up to 53 unread messages. All of them, let's see. Okay, yeah, let's see. All of them are basically no, N-O, Don and Jerry is no. And everybody else followed my instructions and just gave me N's. I don't see one Y on here anywhere. Now, for those of you who are listening, maybe you've never texted me before. I don't have your name stored in my phone or your city. And you're somewhat embarrassed. Don't be. If this endorsement by President Trump has truly influenced who you're going to vote for, text me a Y. I'm not going to mention anybody's names. And if you've never texted me to the show, I've never stored your name and city in my phone anyway. I don't even know who you are. And please don't do what the pig farmer John Palmer did over in Ottawa. Don't text me a bunch of words, especially words I can't say on the radio. You guys know John Palmer. Yeah, you can't say that stuff on the radio. Oh, man, that's funny. But talk to your friends and family. If they are on the absentee ballot list, again, it's now time to start being a storyteller. Start asking people, hey, did you get your absentee ballot yet? That's a good opening question. Well, no, I don't do absentee ballots. I'm going to vote on Election Day. Do you know when Election Day is? Sometime in August? It's August 4th. August 4th, Tuesday. Polls will open at 7 a.m. They'll close at 8 p.m. It's got to be done on Election Day. That is the day to vote in person. Now, because this is a midterm election and we do have a federal office on the ballot, United States Senator Mike Rogers, the candidate for the Republicans, waiting to see who the Democrats go with. I think it might be Abdul El Sayed. He has got the momentum. Even though Haley Stevens, the congresswoman, is getting help from some super PACs, it's going to be a very competitive race on the Democrat side. What does that do? That race alone, Democrats having to stay home on their side of the ballot, because you see on our primary elections, folks, you don't get to mix and match. You have to stay on one side of the ticket. Only Democrats or only Republicans. Well, them staying home voting for the U.S. Senate race gives us a pure Republican primary this year. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. In the next segment, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body